I went out to dinner just the other day, looked out the window and saw summer rain come sweeping over the mountainside, washing out everything inside. A little old man walked out to his car. I prayed he was going far. Next thing I knew, he backed into a bike, and the biker went outside, pounded on the metal. He was looking for a fight, and I almost started to cry. As the man stepped out with fear in his eyes, I thought this world needs more love. This world needs more love. And it starts with you, and it starts with me. And there's no telling what this world could be if every single hand was outstretched wide. Oh, what do we miss just being passerbys? We need more love. Can't send your kids to school without worrying if they'll come home to you. You only want what's best for them, but so much is out of your hands. Even the theater's not safe anymore. Oh, what is all this killing for? So many soldiers have died, risking their lives for the freedom fight. But fear is not what freedom means. How can we come together to make this right? I think this world needs more love. This world needs more love, love, love. It's all in love, love, love. How come every time I'm in my car, there are people with signs saying they are starved? I live in a city full of a laugh, but there are people with no place to sleep at night. I think of all the money that I waste, and I wonder where it's being placed. So many begging outside, their lives, they can't win this fight. I walk by, but it doesn't feel right. How can we come together to bring more light? I think this world needs more love. This world needs more love. Thank you.
aside. The chapters of the books you've read, they tell it to be true. The sun will rise with the open eyes for me and that's for you. The green of the woods, it's something to be seen. The grandeur of the colors and reality is a dream.
What would you say you do here?
Across the sea. Thank you for all your Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
¶¶ Should I look for more? Drive a frown. personality, so called they say. Dishes they are piling high, nothing clean to wear inside. At least we've got no time to fight, so everything must be okay. Wake me up when it's over, I'll be around here. Hope I'm still gonna know her, I'll be around here. Music dancing in my head, you
The moment we met burst like a star. Under the canvas of the skyline, purple and gold, we're in this together. I never let go.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I'm just not- his shoulders all bunched up. Confidence betrayed by a slow walk, head hung low. Smiling at a girl, she can't see him. Laughing at bound up in a broken heart, bleeding but still strong. Is he afraid to die alone? Afraid to try again for love? Will she make that call she promised? Broken heart, bleeding but still strong.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
revenge, she takes care of him ever since I'm both the past when she was 10. Wake up with the sunrise, the sad eyes. If I'm lucky, catch her singing lullabies. Don't cry, sweet dreams, good night. She's in a bow, inside her pocket, was she ever?
Relentless, not a leaflet hanging on, and the day. man in our house. Who is this man? Better get him out. We've got a problem. He's gotta go. He don't leave. Can't live here no more. If we wanna save our home, we need to get him out. When I come home from work, there he is again, talking loud, talking trash, and it's always something about him. Everything's out of place, where it just don't belong. Can't get no sleep, cause he's up on the phone. We wanna save our home, we need to get him out.